Happy Tuesday, everyone. Today is February 2nd, 2021, and welcome to Today in Sports History, the podcast that will make the most interesting person at the water cooler guaranteed. Without any further ado, let's get started. In 1876, baseball's National League formed at the Grand Central Hotel in New York City, with teams in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. In 1892, the longest boxing match under modern rules goes 77 rounds in Illinois between Harry Sharp and Frank Crosby. In 1944, baseball owners and managers meet in New York City to discuss post-war actions for the league. In 1959, Vince Lombardi signs a 5-year contract to coach the Green Bay Packers. In 1967, the formation of the American Basketball Association is formally announced. In 1970, Pete Maravich becomes the first to score 3,000 college points over the course of his career. In 1974, the smallest crowd ever recorded at Cleveland Arena is in attendance at a game between the Cavs and Golden State. The total number in attendance was 1,641. In 1977, Toronto's Ian Turnbull scores 5 goals, an NHL record for a defenseman. In 1980, Mexican boxer Salvador Sanchez dethrones Danny Little Red Lopez as WBC World Featherweight Champion with a 13th round TKO in Phoenix, Arizona. In 1997, Scotty Bowman becomes the first coach in NHL history to win 1,000 games. In 2012, NHL player Sam Garner becomes the first player to score 8 points in one game for the Edmonton Oilers against the Chicago Blackhawks since 1989. And we'll be right back with our deep dive segment. Thanks for sticking around, and welcome to our deep dive segment. Today, we're going to look at one of the most competitive upstart leagues in American history. A product that was argued to be better at some aspects than the standard that we look at today. I'm talking about the American Basketball Association. The ABA was conceived at a time stretching from 1960 through the 1970s, when numerous upstart leagues were challenging, with varying degrees of success, the established major professional sports leagues in the United States. Basketball was seen as particularly vulnerable to a challenge. Its major league, the National Basketball Association, was the youngest of the Big Four major leagues, having only played 21 seasons to that point and was still fending off contemporary challenging leagues. It had been less than 5 years since the American Basketball League was shut down. According to one of the owners of the Indiana Pacers, its goal was to force a merger with the more established league. Potential investors were told that they could get an ABA team for half of what it cost to get an NBA expansion team at that time. When the merger occurred, ABA officials said their investment would more than double. The ABA distinguished itself from its older counterpart with a more wide-open, flashy style of offensive play, as well as differences in rules, a 30-second shot clock, as well as the use of the 3-point field goal arc, pioneered in the early ABL. Also, the ABA used a colorful red, white, and blue ball instead of the NBA's traditional orange ball. The ABA also had several regional franchises, such as the Virginia Squires and Carolina Cougars, that played home games in several cities. The ABA also went after 4 of the best referees in the NBA by offering them far more money and benefits. The freewheeling style of the ABA eventually caught on with fans, but the lack of national television contract and perennial financial losses would spell doom for the ABA as an independent circuit. In 1976, its last year of existence, the ABA pioneered the now popular slam dunk contest at its All-Star game in Denver. The league succeeded in forcing a merger with the NBA in the 1976 offseason. Four ABA teams were absorbed into the older league: the New York Knicks, Denver Nuggets, Indiana Pacers, and San Antonio Spurs. As part of the merger agreement, the four teams were not permitted to participate in the 1976 NBA draft. The merger was particularly hard on the Nets. The New York Knicks were firmly established in their arena, Madison Square Garden, and would not permit the Nets to share dates there. For drawing audiences away from the Knicks, the Nets were forced to pay $4.3 million to the Knicks organization. The Nets offered league superstar Julius Erving instead, but the Knicks declined. The Nets had to settle for an arena in New Jersey, and to meet expenses, were forced to sell the contract of Erving to the 76ers. Two other clubs, the Kentucky Colonels and the Spirits of St. Louis, were disbanded upon the merger, with each getting a buyout. The Colonels received a one-time buyout that owner John W. Brown Jr. used to purchase the NBA's Buffalo Braves, while the Spirits owner negotiated a cut of the other ABA team's television revenue in perpetuity. This deal netted the ownership group of Spirit over $300 million throughout nearly four decades due to the large increase in television revenues. In 2014, the NBA and the Spirit's ownership agreed to phase out future payments in exchange for a one-time payment of $500 million, making the total value of the deal over $800 million. The seventh remaining team, the Virginia Squires, received nothing, as they had ceased operation shortly before the merger. The players for the Colonels, Spirits, and Squires were made available to NBA teams through a dispersal draft. The four teams absorbed by the NBA were allowed to choose players from this draft. One of the more significant long-term contributions of the ABA to professional basketball was the tap into markets in the Southeast that had been collegiate basketball hotbeds, including North Carolina, Virginia, and Kentucky. The NBA was focused on urban areas of the Northeast, Midwest, and West Coast. At the time, it showed no interest in placing a team south of Washington, D.C., other than the Atlanta metropolitan area where the NBA's Hawks franchise relocated to from St. Louis in 1968. NBA great George Mikan was the first commissioner of the ABA, where he introduced both the three-point shot and the league's trademark red, white, and blue ball. Mikan resigned in 1969. Dave DeBusschere, one of the stars of the New York Knicks championship teams, moved from his job as vice president and GM of the ABA's New York Nets in 1975 to become the last commissioner of the ABA and facilitate the ABA-NBA merger in 1976. One of the primary contributions of the ABA to the modern NBA was the introduction of the Spencer Hayward hardship rule, which would later become the framework for the current NBA draft eligibility system that allows players to declare for the NBA after being 1 year removed from their high school graduation. The origin of the hardship rule was a result of the NBA prohibiting players from joining the league until they had completed their 4 years of college eligibility. The ABA was a league that frequently made up rules on the fly and was willing to push the envelope and determine the implications of the rules later. In 1969, Spencer Hayward left the University of Detroit as a sophomore and signed with the Denver Rockets. The ABA believed in extenuating circumstances, such as financial hardship or family needs, players should be able to leave for professional leagues early. While the NBA and NCAA initially contested the rule, after the courts ruled in favor of Hayward playing in the ABA, the NBA followed suit and relaxed their four-year rule to allow for players to enter their league if they qualified as a hardship on the basis of financial condition, family, or academic record. Hayward paved the way for other players to enter the ABA before they had completed their collegiate careers, such as Julius Erving. Today, the one-and-done rule in the NBA can be traced back to the ABA's decision to allow players to leave college early and pursue a professional career before they had completed their collegiate careers. We want to thank you for joining us in this episode and hope to have you back for many more. Please don't forget to subscribe however you're listening to us, and follow and like us on all social media platforms. We can be found at Sport History Pod, Again, that's at Sport History Pod. Thank you to Jason Shaw of Audionautics for the introduction music, and Laura Robin, our script editor and director. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.